Sam. I'm beginning with Alice. We learned yesterday that Adam Zayman in Efshel Kiyum made the Dangrusha Ben Chalutza. The Gemara said that Dangrusha Ben Chalutza get Malkus. That's the Kiyum of the Hayyan Ben Akaita Rush. The Gemara is saying, why did the Dangrusha Ben Chalutza get Malkus? What's the reason? There's no Kasha Zaman. We explained yesterday, there's no Kasher Zaman, there's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. The Gemara says the reason Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza got Malkus is from a Riboy, Malkus to a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. There are two ways to understand this Riboy of a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza getting Malkus. You could understand that it's exerts a custody, get Malkus, just like there are other places it is exerts a custody, get certain ancients. It's Gzeres HaKasim that you get Malkus because it says, I'm in a Kasher Rasha, it's in Gzeres HaKasim. Or, you could say no. That the Pasuk is telling you, V'haya min HaKasher Rasha, that the Kiyum of Kasher Zaman, how you Mekayim Kasher Zaman Be'ben Grusha Mechalutza? Can't do it. How you Mekayim Kasher Zaman Be'ben Grusha Mechalutza? The answer to that is, how you Mekayim Kasher Zaman Be'ben Grusha Mechalutza is through Malkus. If we learn the second way, the part is that it's a kiyum of Kasher Zaman. The Malkus is Mekayim Kasher Zaman because it's Eretz HaKosim that this is a kiyum of Kasher Zaman Malkus. These are two ways, as we'll see soon, it's in the Rishayim, two ways to learn the Malkus of the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And we'll see Tysus now, we'll come to see that this is really a Chalukah Deis. Tap Tysus. Tap Tysus here is a Tysus in the beginning of Tsubis, a Makis as well. The very beginning of Makis, Tysus has exactly the same kasha here. In time. On my Laku, I ate the Ben Grusha. Why do Adam Zainim and a Ben Grusha get Malkus? Fahadi Adis She'iati Yachalazima. We know that every pair of Adis has to be Adis She'iati Yachalazima. What's an example of Adis She'iati Yachalazima? Huh? So one example of Eidus Shatech HaLazima is they said Eidus that a treifa is Chayav Misa. They said Eidus that this man who's a treifa was the Chal Shem Chayav Misa. He can't do Kasher Zaman because they tried to give Misa to a treifa. Giving them Misa would be more than they tried to do to the treifa. By the treifa they took away a Chayav Shah. They're trying to kill someone, they take away a Chayav Shah. So to give them Misa would be to take away a regular Chayav. There's no kiyum of Kasher Zaman, there's Eidus She'iati Yachalazima. Or a more typical example of Eidus She'iati Yachalazima is the typical case of Eidus She'iati Yachalazima. Eidus coming to bed, and they say Eidus, and they don't remember when it happened. They don't remember when. Well, they remember when, but they don't remember where. So it's a Chal Shabbos. The Ben says, where did it happen? They say, we don't know where it happened, what's the difference? We remember it happening, we don't remember what. So that's a still in Eidus She'iati Yachalazima. Because if they don't say where, or they don't say when, then that's a still of Eidus She'iati Yachalazima. We had last year in Pesachim, the Gemara talked about people who can make a mistake. 1 hour, 2 hours, right? We made a say with the Muhammad, that doesn't say a Shteshai, doesn't say a Shteachas. The Gemara there said that when Adam come to Bezdin, we ask them questions. The questions we ask them are divided into two things. There are the Drishas, the Chakirais, which are one. Drishas, the Chakirais. And then there are what the Gemara called the Bikas, or Bodikiyas. Drishas, the Chakirais, are seven questions. We're called the seven questions, although it's really two questions. One question is where did it happen? And the other six are when, right? Which year, which Shemitah cycle, the Gemara says, which year, which month, which day of the week, remember, they have to say day of the month, day of the week, and which hour. So the six questions have to do with month. Those are called Drishas, the Drishas of Hakiris. What are the Dikais? The Dikais are whatever they say Avis about. They say Avis that he, the Chal Shabbos, that he has been, they ask them questions to see, they ask each of the two agents separately. to see. Let's say they say he shechted an animal. They say, what color was the animal? How big was the animal? How big was the knife? They ask him all these type of questions. Then they, the purpose of that is they ask both, and if they contradict each other, then that's it. What happens if the eighth says, ain't the idea? I don't know. So if he says any idea on a bedika, and the bedika ta'edin, which are all the other miscellaneous questions, they say, you say a shechted an animal on Shabbos, what color was the animal? I remember. They say, what color, what was he wearing when he did the shechita? They say, I don't know. Is it a kosher item? An eidah says any idea on bedika is a kosher. Bezin is mechuyev to ask them. Let us have a fuss. Bezin has to be bedika ta'edin, because if the first pair of eidahs say he was wearing shorts, the second pair of eidahs say he was wearing long pants, so then we'll throw out the items. Steer it. If they're tight to each other, they're possible. So they say, we don't know on Bedika is in touch. They say, we don't know on Trisha Sechakira. They don't know where it happened. Then the Adam Absulim, why? Adam that don't know Bedika is Absulim because, right? They say, she has Yechol Adina. And that's what we had. That's an example of Eidah Shiyat Yochalazim. Bet Tais. And Taimer. On my luck, who are Eidah Shiyat Yochalazim, Eidah Shiyat Yochalazim, huh? Ishlam. The Loi Chosh of Eidah Shiyat Ata Yochalazim, Elah the Ne'idim Al HaTreif. That Eidah Shiyat Yochalazim, unless you have an example, for example, they say this about a man who's a treif, but he's a Chal Shah. So why is that E'ef Shiyat Yochalazim? The E'ef Shiyat Yochalazim, the E'ef Shiyat The Aden say that the Trefa was Michal Shabbos. If the Aden said the Trefa was killed somehow. So that's Aden Shiat Yachalazim, because there's no way these Aden are ever going to get what they tried to do to him. So Yashagim Bishim Gavalazim, he said, well, not if the Gavra Katila bowled him ikdor. They tried to kill a man who's already a Gavra Katila, already a damaged person. So there it's Aden Shiat Yachalazim, Amma Hacha. This guy Mahazam of the Malkus. Here it's Yochalazim. Aye, how are you going to give them kashas on us? The text is with Malkus. Mahazam of Malkus. From the Neila, what? What text is that?
There is some sort of kashas on
us. What? There is some sort of kashas on us. That text is that. The text is answering. So when you give Malkus to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that is enough of a kashazana to be Eidah Sha'ata Yochalazim. Well, so in the Chakira that I started with today, question was, when the Torah says in Hayyam Bin HaKaisa Rasha, it says Eidim Zainim and get Malkus, the question was, is that a new Gzeres HaKasa? Or is it Gzeres HaKasa that is kashazana? So our Torah sounds like he's saying the second way. That is a kiyum of kashazama. It will be a step of Zeres HaKasa. The Tosfos should say, this guy Mahazama is a Malkus. This Tosfos sounds like Tosfos is saying that it's a kiyum of Hazama. And in the Zeres HaShas, he tells you to look at Tosfos and Malkus. Tosfos and Malkus says the second test. He says this, and then he says the second test. What? Tosfos and Malkus says the same terrace as our Tosfos, which is fine. And now he has a second terrace. Tosfos and Malkus has a second terrace. Tosfos' second terrace is that by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the Torah is Ma'arba Malkus, it's a Zeres HaKasuv, that Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza don't need to be Eidah Shiyat Yochalazim. Since the mice is there's a concept that we give Eide Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Malkus, obviously we're accepting them. So Hagufa is there's a concept that you don't need Eide Shanti Yochalazim. So our Taisus Kasha is answered. Taisus Kasha was Ben Grusha is Eide Shanti Yochalazim, but the Taisus you don't need, but the Shabbat doesn't need Eide Shanti Yochalazim. Let's describe that. That terrace of Taisus, and our terrace, are arguing in this Chakira. That Taisus Hall, that Teres Hall, that Hayyam Bin HaKais is a new Rebwe of Malkus. It's a new process. It's a new Rebwe. It's not a Malkus. It's a new thing. If it's a new thing. So then it's not a kiyum of kasha zama. Pshat if you don't need it, I just shat yachalazim. If you hold like our taisis, hold that it is a kiyum of kasha zama. So it's a machlaikis, the two taisis. The two taisis of the taisis. Now I'm sure that everybody here thinks there's no nafkamina lamaisa bizman azef, this machlaikis. Because we're not mazamedim these days, so they don't get malchus. But the Beis HaLevi, Chelo Gimel, Simin Vav, brings very big lesson. The din that you get malchus for by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is not limited to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Remember from Sefer Makis, we had, in the Gemara we had, I think, four cases, three more cases, where you can't do Kasha Zama. One was Galus. Right, if you say, hey, there's someone who has Galus, and you imagine you, so you don't go to Galus. You get Malchus. Another case was Kaifer. You say, hey, there's someone shark killed an animal, and imagine you, so Kufra Kapara, doesn't work for Eidim Zainanin, no Kaifer and Eidim Zainanin. You get Malchus. Fourth case, which I don't remember at the moment.
Neighbor?
What? Neighbor? So it was an Eved by like a neighbor. Could be that was the fourth case. It was a base on the base. Okay. What? No, so the fourth case of a normal case of Eved, so you just have to case the same. But at any rate, the Gemara has four cases. It's not only those four cases.
Because there's no money.
What?
There's no money to
do that. Could be. The Gemara talks about it. I don't know. But it's not after these four cases. Look at the Marshall. The Rambam has a fifth case. The Rambam says, what happens if Edom come? They say, Edis, that a man's wife was Mizana Taktav. And, I'm sorry, not Mizana. It had Kili Vestira Taktav. That she was warned, that she was she was in a room alone with a man. She's a married woman. So what are they saying, Avis? Ada came to the steel. What are they saying, Avis? That she's also to us. There's no other ramification. I'm giving her Musa. I'm not saying she was a Zana. I'm saying she was warned. She was warned and she was alone with this man. Saying Avis passed her and her husband. If we're Mazen the Ada, then what's Kasha Zaman? The Kasha's on. I will ask him to be with her husband. Okay. Huh? They tried to ask her on her husband. There's no Kasha's on. There's no, what are we going to do to him? What are we going to do to him, Kasha's on? Can't ask him on his wife, because then we'd be punishing the wife. Ram, to get Malchus. Why he been a Chayt Rasha? Just like Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza get Malchus. It's not a din in Ben Gurusha. It's a din in a case of Zmama, of Zainan, in which can't get the Kasha Zama. They can't get the Kasha Zama. So we do the we do to them what we do to Ben Gurusha. We give them out. So it comes out that these two ways to learn, the Machlokes of the two Taisis, is Lav Davka by Ben Gurusha. Every case, by Ben Gurusha, by Golus, by Kapara, by Kina Vestira. When they get Malchus, you have two ways to learn. Either they get Malchus because you don't need Kasha Zama, or you get Malchus because it's a kiyum of Kasha Zama. Now, Rabbi Yehuda had a shayla regarding Eidei Kiddushin. There were Eidim who said Eidim that a woman was married. They said Eidim that she's an Eishes Ish, they saw the Kiddushin. Eidei Kiddushin. So Besdin did their Chakira situation. They asked them where and when. But he didn't remember when. So we know she got married, we saw it, but we don't remember where it was. Probably today, many Eidei Kiddushin. You remember if you were by Chasna, you remember when he got married? Remember the day? Do you remember the Kiddushin?
Check.
But he didn't know. What?
I'm
just saying, Lamaisa, if you don't know. So what should be the din? What you should say here is if you don't know. You throw them out. They're not good Avis. They don't know where and when. You throw them out. Rabbi Yehuda said that they're kasher eid. How can they be kasher eid? They don't know where and when. He said, 1 minute. Ain't they kiddushin? If you imagine them, what would happen to them? If people come and they say, we know when, we know where, we still kiddushin. Someone comes and says, how could you say, Aegis, that you were there and then at that time? You're with us in a different place. What do we do then? He tried to make that this woman is married to Pliny. So what are you going to do now to the Aegis? We'll make them married to Pliny. It can't be. So we also give them office, right? We also give them. Give them up, right? So, either Kedushin, that will lose them. Get Malkus. Zatim Lele Bihidim. He names on the Ikiris, Taisus Damascus. And Ede Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza do not need to be Aibishat Yachalazim. Not like our Taisus, but like Taisus and Kedushin. That Ede Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza don't need to be Aibishat Yachalazim. If they don't need to be Eidishat Yochel Azim, then what should follow? If they don't need to be Eidishat Yochel Azim, therefore what? But they don't have to be Eidishat Yochel Azim, what? So they, even if they don't know on Jewish Sakakiris, they should be Kosher Eidim. Why do Eidim have to know? Why Jewish Sechakiris any different than Bedikas? Why? What's the whole reason that they have to know the answer? Like Jewish Sechakiris say, I don't know. We throw them in. And why if, they, if the other things they don't know, we keep them? The answer is, you need a Shafi'a Chalazimah. But Tysus just said, in Marcus, that you don't need a Shafi'a Chalazimah by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Which applies not only to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, applies to Galus, applies to Kaifer, applies to Eidah Kedush. So Mamela is up to Eidah Yehuda. You don't need Eidah Shat Yechal Azimah, and Mamela, these Eidah Kedushin are good. Even though they don't know answers for the Hakiris and the Didrishin. Very big Kedush. Now that he writes one Tshuva. There's another Tshuva, Eidah Yehuda, where Eidah said a woman was Nizana. You understand, Bizman Hazel, we don't give Nisa. Eidim came, they said Eishasish was Mazana. What are they saying Eidim for? What purpose? No Misa. Tasser and her husband. And they comes to Subatu. They're coming to Tasser and her husband. The same thing happened. There were 8 days Nus, and Bezdin asked them when and where, and they couldn't answer. They couldn't answer where it happened, or they couldn't answer the date. So Pasha, you throw them out. Right? If the Eidim can't answer Drishas for Hakiris, you throw them out. The Neidid Yehuda was the Chadesh that will accept these Eidim. Because the Zman Hazeh, the Eidim come and say a woman was Nizana, that's like Eidai Kinu Vistira. And if you don't need Eidai Shati Yachal Azimah. You don't need Eidai Shati Yachal Azimah by Eidai Kinu Vistira. Eidim will say Eidim on something that they can't get Kashazam. You don't need it. If you don't need it. So Eidai is Nus. They don't have to be able to answer Jewish Sechakiris. So this is the Nadi Yehuda's Chiddush. I just want to say, right, the Nadi Yehuda, I'll quote this, Din Chadash Shalai Huska Berushayna Bacharayim. That's not Rabbi Yehuda. Din Chadash Shalai Huska Berushayna Bacharayim. Rabbi Adar Abba, the brain will go to heaven.
Regardless of what stage we're in, whether we have medicine or not,
it's
something
that did not shine that passion at all. And thus, but it's not simple. Shaykh. Mashiach will come, we'll give him. That's so, because the Mashiach will come, God will say, no, we don't have today a Bezin Shel Smukin Bekki. Their Eidus was not up to the Chayim Nisa. He had a Bezin Smukin. They said Eidus in front of a Bezin Shel Adyayim.
Well, I think that the situation,
it's different, but it shouldn't make a difference. Because Lamaisa, the Haggadah's Eidus that they said was not an Eidus that could be the Chayim Nisa. It's true that had they said this Eidus 2,000 years ago in front of Bezin, it would be an Eidus in the Chayim Nisa. But the Pio, they didn't say an Eidus at the Chayim Nisa. They said an Eidus that can only answer a woman to her husband. that's why at the moment it's tshuva. What about the fact that the master had a tshuva? I didn't master that before, though. Not sure how they do the deal with it.
So what? Yeah. It's really worth it.
No, but he's saying, but then you should need a kasha zama at the moment. You should have shat the answer to Jesus and Akira. Because you can
pretend
there's a zama at the moment.
Huh? But when you have the kasha zama for 2 feet, you give the word. It's much worth it.
You give the word, but it's not a, but the Maidu that's learning how you've been a kais is not kasha zama. How you've been a kais is not. That's why the Jewish Hakir is. But if this is the Kiyama Kashazam, you shouldn't. That's Kasha the Rama. The Rama says Kiyama Kashazam, you get mouth from that mouth. Somebody has to say a parable. Not Kashazam, Yehuda. But Akapanim, the side of the Night of Yehuda is a new side. You all understand that. All those who are following me understand that it's a tremendous finish. Beit HaLevi disagrees with Nadine. And Beit HaLevi is an Arichos, I think. And what he's saying is, I think he has three reasons to argue, but I'll mention to you the one which is most established. Of course, he said there are two dinim in Hazanah. There are two dinim in Hazanah. When you're mad at Maiden, there are two chidushim in the Torah when you're mad at Maiden. What happens when you're mad at Maiden? What's the kash of Hazanah? Two chidushim. One din is that you believe the second pair totally, and we do not believe the first pair. And it's a chidush. Normally, two eidim say one way, two say the other way, two against two. How do you know who to believe? The parsha of Hazama is a chidush that we believe the second pair, and we do not, and we throw out the eidim of the first pair. That's a chidush of Hazama. Then there's a second chidush. The second chidush is that is an Einish on the first pair, an Einish of Kashazama Masatov. We're so focused on the Einish, that's my view, that's the base of the idea, that we're forgetting the first sin of Zainan. The first sin of Zainan is that we believe the second pair totally, and we draw the Eidus to the first pair, not tray to tray. Hazama, we draw the Eidus to the first pair. That's the base of the Taka true, the Taka right, that Eidei Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza don't need Kasher Zama. They don't need to be Kasher Zama. We don't need that the second din, the din that you punish them, Kasher Zama, that does not apply to Eidei Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. And Mela doesn't apply to Eidei Kedushin, and the Mela doesn't apply to Eidei Kinevistira, etc. However, the first din, the din that if other Eidei say, Immanuel Yisem B'Makim Tlaini, we're going to throw out the pair of Eidus, the first pair of Eidus, that you need by everybody. You need that by the Grusha Bechalutza, and Eidei Golos, and Eidei Kiddushin, that you need by everyone. There's no reason to say that you don't need that. Just because you don't need the din of Kashazaman, the punishment. You still need Eidus She'i Ata Yochel Azima, you still need Eidus that you could be Mazam to do the first din. That we're going to believe the second pair, not the first, that you still need. Memela, you always need Eidus Sha'ata Yochel Azima. Every Eidus, Eidus Kedushin, Eidus Nus, always needs to say Makim is Man. Why? Because we have to be Mekayim Azama. That if someone says Imanu and Yisem, we're going to keep the din that the second pair is believed, the first pair is thrown out. So that you still need. So the Eidus Yehudi learned to your son. What is the Eidus Yehudi? That these Eidus don't need Eidus Sha'ata Yochel Azima. He understood that that's across the board. Doesn't have to be a Jehovah's at all. No. Chesis and Makis is only saying that you don't need Eidus Sha'ata Yochel L'Kayim Kashazama. That you don't have to be able to do the punishment of Kashazama. We still have to be able to be Mazin then, because Hazama is the fact that we believe the second pair, not the first. That's also a Din Hazama. And that you do need. Why you've been at Chesis and Rosh is only Megala on the Einish, but you don't have to give him a Kashazama, you give him a different Einish. You don't need Kashazama. But you still need Eidus Sha'ata Yochel Azima for the first din of Eidus Zayinah. Why do we split it? I'll tell you why it's the stop. Because really, in that Torah, you always need Eidus Sha'ata Yochel Azima. So Tosfos says, a chiddush Ayin Ben HaKaisa Rasha tells you that Ben Gurusha you don't. Now let's analyze. What does Ayin Ben HaKaisa Rasha tell you?
Bankruptcy you don't need at all.
Well, that's the question. What's this pasuk tell you? Rav Yehuda says, Ayin Ben HaKaisa Rasha says, you don't need it at all. But Smith Levy, where do you see that as Ayin Ben HaKaisa Rasha? Ayin Ben HaKaisa Rasha says, Eide Ben Gurusha get malchus. That's Eide Ben Gurusha get malchus. Fine. Now, does that tell us that the Eidim don't have to be Yafal Azimi? All it tells us is they don't have to get Kashazana, they can get Malkus. But it doesn't tell us that you don't need a Matthias of Hazana. There wasn't enough Kamina Sazana. So the man with the Beit HaLevi argues that the Beit Yehuda is the Kuda. And he says every Eidus in the world always needs Eidus Yafal Yafal Azimi. There's no Eidus which Risha B'Chakir is now not. No such thing. Any Eidus that you'll ever have on anything, that anything that applies to Eidus, always requires Makim and Zman. If they can't say Makim and Zman, then we don't accept the Eidus. That's across the board, because the first thing applies to every single case. The fact that a Zaynim and Kam, you believe that. The name of the Beit HaLevi is, argues in Meir Yehuda, and the Halacha, it's hard to say. Normally, we would pass that to Meir Yehuda more than a Beit HaLevi. But here, the Meir Yehuda just should be finished.
In this case, what the Meir Yehuda is kind of like a pre-establishment. How do you say it works?
Meir Yehuda says Ben Gurusha works because there's a custom that even if you don't know when and where, yeah, that's what you say. I remember his father had a guest. His mother was a Gurusha. You don't remember when and where. So you accept the Eidus, and later, if you're not, then they get married. Okay, this is the Beit HaLevi. There's another Kuda that's Magadatisis, which is also very important. We all know that Eidus has to be Eidus Shat Yachal Azim. Why? Why does Eidus have to be Eidus Shat Yachal Azim? Why do you need that Eidus should be Yachal Azim? Why? Make a case. What? What? That's one way to learn. There are two Havanis. The Bachanim brings it here on our side. There are two ways to understand Eidus Shiat Yachal Azim. One way to learn is that the Torah is defining the type of Eidus. If the Torah said that there's such a thing as being Mazam witnesses, so we are defining witnesses. What do witnesses mean? Witnesses mean people that you could be Mazam. That's the type of Eidus. Here's an example. In the Amar Evriya, the Torah says there's a mitzvah of yield. Someone has an Amar Evriya, there's a mitzvah on the master to marry the Amavri. So the Gemara Kedushin says that if you have an Amavriya who is e-esher to be Mekayim Yilud on, so you can't sell her for an Amavriya. Let's say you'll sell an Amavriya to a Mamzer. The Mamzer can't marry her. So the Gemara says that's not an Amavriya. It's e-esher to do Yilud. So the Mamzer can't buy her. Gemara there brings to there, it's our cousins, but the Gemara says this far, that somebody, since the Torah said an Amavriya could have yield, that means the definition of Amavriya is someone who could marry the man. If you can't marry the master, then you can't be an Amavriya. You can't sell a woman, an Amavriya to someone. The same thing by Eidus Shat Yachal Azim. The Torah said, what's Eidus? Eidus are people who this and this can happen to. So the Mamela was defining that's Taicha Eidus. Anybody who you can't do as alibi, that's not Eidus. Which means that it's a Kseres HaKasav. Basically, this mahalach is that Eidus Shev Yavlin is a Kseres HaKasav, and it's not a The second way to learn is that Eidus Shev Yavlin is a Svar. Now, of course, it comes to the Pasuk. But the mice in the Torah gave two witnesses tremendous kayach. Two witnesses are believed for anything they want. They can kill people. They kill a whole city. So the Torah gave two Aden a very strong power. So the Torah did something to frighten the Aden, to sort of put them a little tachah. The Torah said, if they're mazim you, you're going to get what you tried to do. Which means that, according to this Mahalach, Hazama is a insurance. It's a way to keep Aden honest. That since they know that if they're going to make a mistake, there's a potential, a far potential, it's only if someone's mad at them, there's at least a possibility that what they're talking about is going to happen to them. That is going to keep them honest. It's a Shavuot Yishaku, that they shouldn't lie, you therefore need Eidah Shehat Yochal Azimah. So now, if you're going to have Eidah Shehat Yochal Azimah, you're missing this check, this way of checking, of making sure they tell the truth. So the neighbor, that's not a according to the second Mahalach, Eidah Shehat Yochal Azimah is required to keep them honest, to keep them going. What? Why? It says about a traitor, it says the Shehat Yochal Azimah. They know that they won't get punished even if they're caught. We'll give them Malkus. Well, Eidah Treifa, I don't think we give them Malkus. So if you got a Chetimtza case, you don't give a market for it. But, the Arsameach...
How do you say it's from the Pasuk?
What?
Why do you say it's from the Pasuk?
It's from the Pasuk. No, the Pasuk says the Pasuk has done. Now, why do I say it has to be possible by every pair of Eidim? The answer is because since the Pasuk has done what was done, to keep them honest, therefore logically it shouldn't have to be by every pair of Eidim. The other way it says is there's a Pasuk by every pair of Eidim.
Trying to work that way.
Explain Zerzakot. Look at it that way. That's really just giving a Hezbollah thing Zerzakot. That may be right. That may be right, but that's probably not Gemina. The Gemina that the Arsameach brings, these two started. You know, Mercedes. He says, what happens if witnesses say that Pliny was Michal Shabbos? And at the time they go into Bez and say their Eidus, and Bez questions them. Pliny is a normal, healthy person. And they're saying, yeah, he's a Michal Shabbos, they get an Asra, he's Eidus. Then, before the Gemara Din, he becomes a traitor. Before the Gemara Din, he becomes sick, or he has an accident, he becomes a traitor. Now, could Bez and Pasuk in this Gemara Din? Could Bez and now go and Pasuk? That's a Shabbos. Shaila is that right now it's Eidah Shehat Yochal Azimah. Because right now, when they paskin, they're going to be paskining that a traitor is Chayav. And if after the Pesach Din, your mazim be Eidim, it'll be impossible to do kashas on. Because, if you remember from Marcus, right, there's no Eidim Zedim until after Gemara Din. Eidim Zedim, of course, before Bez and Paskin, it's not Eidim Zedim. At the end of the Gemara Din and before they actually kill it. So now at the time of the Gemara Din, the best say, when you pray, he sees a traitor. It's impossible to do Kasha Zama. So the Chayre, the day the Shiat Yachal Azim, the Bezin can't give us such a psalm. The second of Paschim, the day the Shiat Yachal Azim, the day the Mamuzim, you won't be able to give them an inch. But there's a man, that's true. The day the Shiat Yachal Azim is a Gzeres HaKasur, without a Hezbollah. And it's true. In this case, Bezin can't paskin. Because when Bezin paskins, it's going to be Eidah Shehat Yochal Azimah. However, if you say it's a svara, if you say Eidah Shehat Yochal Azimah is a svara that what? To keep the Eidim honest. Here, the Eidim were kept honest. At the time that Eidim said their Eidim, the Kabbalah said this, and at the time that Bezin questioned him, the Eidim we're saying Eidah is about a healthy person. We're saying Eidah is about a person who's fine. So they're saying Eidah is about a healthy person. At that time, it was Yochal Azimah. At that time that they said they're Eidah, they were afraid maybe they'll be caught. So if you say it's a Svara, then the Svara here is that we should accept these Eidahs. Because the Maisa, by the time the person became a traitor, the Eidah was finished, it was long gone. The Eidah is long gone, so then what's their And maybe you listen, this will be enough kamina, these two ways to learn. If you're going to learn that it's the Eidah Shechet Lidah, the Gzeres HaKosos, if it becomes a trade for later, you can't pass it. If you learn that it's a Svara, so then if it becomes a trade for later, you could pass it. You're not kamina in two ways. Rabbi Chanan says that these two ways to learn are machlokes above a karma between Sufis and the Rabbanan. This part of it, I don't follow entirely. I'll tell you the case. The case there is a man is maida and he stole an animal and he shechted it. He pays dollars ahead. Does he pay dollars ahead when he's maida? Doesn't pay the boss. He comes to bed and says, I stole and I shefted in front of two witnesses. So they did in front of two witnesses. Then the two witnesses walk into bed and they say, hey, this, yeah, you stole and you shefted. What?
He's
already puffed. The truth is that if he knows the agent on the Mashmash and Uboyim, he's not puffed. He runs to bed instead. The question is, are these Eidus, Eidus Shi'iyat V'Yachal Azim? The Gemara there says that the Rabbanan hold, these are Eidus Shi'iyat V'Yachal Azim. Why? Because he himself was Ma'ida, that he did it in front of the witness. That's Eidus Shi'iyat V'Yachal Azim. And Simcha says, no, that's considered Eidus Shi'iyat V'Yachal Azim. There's no tell you, sorry, he says there's no concern of Eidah Shi'iyat V'Yachal Azim. Sufa says there's no concern of Eidah Shi'iyat V'Yachal Azim. That's kosher.
Every Moedah is the same. Every time you Moedah something,
you Shi'iyat V'Yachal Azim. So this is the part I don't understand. Why is Eidah Shi'iyat V'Yachal Azim? Because he was Moedah. Still be mad.
Huh? Be
mad. That's something I don't really understand that. That's my concern, not only about the comments. More about the thing is, Rabbi Chanan is saying, Shad and Sumchah. Sumchah says, no problem, Eidah Shi'iyat V'Yachal Azim. He says, Shad and Sumchah says, Sumchah learns, Eidah Shi'iyat V'Yachal Azim is because of the pleasure she's lying. The spot. Pleasure she's lying. But that's Sumchah. The whole reason Eidah Shi'iyat V'Yachal Azim is the pleasure she's lying. So when the other person is Maida, it can't be worse. When more pleasure she's lying, when the person they say this about says, yeah, it's true, I thought I did it. So Rabbanah is saying that's Iyat Yachal Azim, which means B'chayshish is the lying. What do you mean? B'chayshish is the lying more if the person's Maida than the person denied it? Makes no sense. It can't be a chesar of Eidah Shi'iyat V'Yachal Azim because the person was Maida. No? Two Eidim come, they say, Reuven shechted the animal. Reuven says, I didn't. So that's Eidah Shi'iyat V'Yachal Azim, we accept. Now, the Reuven says, you're telling the truth. That's worse. It's a bigger chashash shekhet. The Simcha told Eidah Shi'iyat V'Yachal Azim is because of chashash they're lying. And when the person is right, it can't be worse. At any rate, the Rav Chanan has these two ways of learning, like Yosef Kameach does. And he says that our Tosfos, Taisa says that since we're giving them Malkus, it's Eidah Shi'iyat Azima. He says he only understands that like Sumchus, he doesn't understand it like the Rabbah. Taisa says, how can the scandal as well as the Malkus? Like Sumchus is very good. Why? Why? Because what's the purpose of Shi'iyat Azima? To scare him. So, the scandal as well as the Malkus, you'll scare him through Malkus. But according to Sumchus, if you hold it just to scare him, then Tosfos makes a lot of sense. How come this guy was on the Malkus? We're going to frighten the Eidim, they're not going to lie, because they say he's a Ben-Gurish Mechalus, they're going to get Malkus. He says, then he understands. But it's their sarcasm, that you need Kasher Zama. But then I don't understand. Shannon Tosfos. Stipler is answering that. The Stipler that learned Pshat and Artisis, that the Gezeres HaKosav is that this is called Kasha Zaman, is answering Rabbi Chanan's Kasha. He's saying, Rabbi Chanan is asking, if the Gezeres HaKosav that you need Hazama, so how's it the scam of the Malkus? So Bechonin obviously learned the Gzeres HaKasher to get Malkus to be an independent Gzeres HaKasher, but you get Malkus. A new good Malkus. Stifler, tell me to answer, the Stifler learned Pshat and Malkus that if there's a custom that this is Kasher Zama, the Malkus is Kasher Zama, the Stifler is learning that it's coming to answer Bechonin's Kasher. That's my character. The Malkus here is Kasher Zama, even though it's not the word Kasher Zama, but it's the key of Kasher Zama. Upon them, these are the kudis from the top tisis, obviously an important tisis. Kivega is an interesting kasha on the top tisis. He asks what's it doing in this perceptor. Top tisis has nothing to do with Adama. There's a balloon, the Makis Tafe is where it is. My tisis kasha, my local aid is Ben Gusha. What's that doing with the Gemara? I mean, the Gemara mentioned something, but it's a din, that's a din of Makis. Adama just says it's such a din of Makis. Let me think that. That's the first time you've done such a but that wouldn't help say the Shiach Echol Ezer. That Tosfos does it very often, but at any rate, like I say, it's an important Tosfos for Gabi Ezer. Okay, we still have to learn some Gemaras. Let's see, where are we holding the Gemara? What do you mean the Gemara? Rebbe Lazar? What? Amar Chav Yeshiva. Amar Chav Yeshiva. Okay, seven lines from the top. Hi, Taka. Oh, so what's Chav Yeshiva have to answer? What does he do with that Ulus Pasik? Amar Chav Yeshiva. Hi, Taka. Asher Ima, Mabayu, Leke, Dabayu, Dom Rabayu. Now, Rebbe Yeshiva did not say, I need it for Abayu. So Rebbe Yeshiva lived a long time before Abayu. But it means that we're saying that Rebbe Yeshiva would have used this Pasik for Abayu, who says Amar Chav. Taka, Asher Ima. The pasuk, you might think when the Torah says you pay an oinus of a fat at 50 kesef, maybe that's to compensate for baishes of gam. The pasuk, no, that's only tachas hashir ina. Baishes of gam, that you have to pay separately. Vula, not going to the rabbi. He knows this from a different pasuk. Gam rabbi on the cross. The nasa neisha shechid ima lavi anayra chamishim kesef. Hanoa shchiva chamishim. The Noah, to pay for that Noah, they used by Yoha, that he paid Hamishim. That doesn't cover by Shesuf Gam. The Fah, the Iko by Shesuf Gam. That's the end of Ula and Rav Yechanan. So we had in the last daf, Ula who says, Mamin Umalkis is Mamin, and Rav Yechanan who says, Mamin Umalkis is Malkis. And by two cases, everyone's Maida. They just bend him in a Kabbalah, the fellowship of Satira, everyone. A new Mandiya. Rav Liazai. Eidim Zaynim in, Mamayna Mishalmi Milki Loilaki. Why? He said before, it's the fellowship of Satayr. He says differently. Mishim Dalav B'nei Hasra Nino. Because they're not B'nei Hasra. When are you going to give Eidim Zaynim Hasra? Amar Rav Teda. You're right. I'll show it to you. Nisri Buhu Eidim. When are we going to give them Hasra? Nisri B'nei Kara Amar Yishtam. We give them Hasra beforehand, they'll say we forgot. It has to be Tarkid Eidim. Nitri Bushas Maisa Parashi, the Lamisati. You have to realize, people don't like to say it isn't that. People who see our witnesses, they like to, they don't want to get involved. They hear they're coming to bed, and they know they're afraid they're coming. We're going to walk into bed every time witnesses come to bed, and they're going to tell them, listen, you're saying, hey, if you know if someone's mad at me, you're going to get mad. You're going to scare them away. Nitri Bushasai, Elamai. Let them say that Aedis first. Once they said it, we'll give them a surrender. Take the Elamai to have a haver. What does that mean? May they have a Hava. So why can't I give them a Sra now? They have a Sra. They have a Sra after they did the Ma'is. So, well, maybe they'll retract. They'll retract them, they'll retract what they said. You can't retract. Why can't you retract? What? So Rashi says, even Shaykh and Shavan Chayzo Magad, they can't retract. Now, without Rashi, I might not have said that. I might have said, but once they said it, if you give Masra, they're going to be too proud to retract. It's not a good idea. But, oh, so that's what I was going to ask. Let's give Masra a good idea.
Wouldn't it be too late then?
What?
Once they punish them, it would be too late, no?
Once?
Once we punish after the two days come, wouldn't it be too late?
So do it before the punishment. The Gemara is saying, let them say that I got to say this, and when they finish that, I got to say it, so you finished yet. Okay, now we're warning you, if you're lying, you're going to get Malka. So Rashi says that at that point, it's too late. He didn't shake his shavana faizel magen and mevela. It's not shavana. But he the eger, and the Haslah both ask here the same question. That Kiman Shehigit Shuvayin Achayzul Magid is only when you finish with your Eidim. If we're going to say that Eidim Zayman needs Hasra, and we give the Hasra of the site, because we can't give it beforehand, that would mean that when they finish talking, their Eidim is not done yet, it's not accepted yet. That would mean that the Kabbalah Hasra is part of what makes their Eidim acceptable. So why can't they be chayzer l'magid? We know that if Eidim are coming to bed and they're talking, they're telling the story. They start the story, and they're talking for 10 minutes. Let's say after 5 minutes, they already said enough to defend the task. If they keep on talking, and let the Eidim say that as much as they can. They're talking and talking and talking, 5 minutes. And then, after the 10 minutes, while they're still talking, they say, you know what, I'm lying. I am Tarot, I said the first story. They can still be retracted. Because as long as the Haggadah is still in process, they can retract the Eidim. So as long as the Haggadah is still in process, they can retract the Eidim. So if you'll say Eidim Zayman Nid Asra, so the Haggadah says this is not really complete until they say Afal Pi Kein, until they accept the Asra. If they don't accept the Asra, it won't be an Eidim. So if they're going to keep Eidim, why is the start of Kiddush Shehigit Shevein Achayzul Magid? Kiddush Shehigit is only when the Eidus is complete. If the Eidus is incomplete, then they should still be able to be Chayzul Magid. So what's the start of Kiddush Shehigit Shevein Achayzul Magid? It's true, now that they don't need Asra, so when they finish, they're done. But the Gemara is asking that they should need Asra for afterwards. They need Asra afterwards, the Eidus is not over. Until they say Apple Pekin, until they accept Asra. So the Neila, it is off, should be not starting to keep you shaking, should be in a Chayzul Magid.
So part of their Eidus, they finish
speaking. To grant,
we need to give them Asra, we're
going to
be
learning
as them. But their
Eidus
itself doesn't
need
Asra. They walk into
the
water.
Exactly why. Think about this, because the truth is that the only way out of stay like you stay. Well, what's the svara to you? If they need Asra of the site, let's say it's in if they need Asra of the site. So somebody walks in the bed and he says, I hope shavu. And the bed says, you finish, he says, I'm finished. The bed says, now I have to give you Asra. Now, could he be chayzer? Logically.
Maybe, but
I think there's a svara that they should be able to get it. That's probably what they're saying. You know what the svara is? If they say, we'll give you Asra, and if you're going to get kashas on. If he now says, I'm not Makabal Asra, what's the damage? Not an Aedis. That means it's still totally in his work.
They
have to say, I hope he came. Or, Hasra is, they have to be Matar Nafsha, when he's still Matar Nafsha.
Let's say
Apple PK. That's what I'm saying. No, you are telling me a minute ago that if they can finish the Aedis, and then says you finished, they were finished. We should take Kimi Shigashin and Chayzul Magid. They can't retract. Right? That's what you were saying. They can't retract. So I'm asking you, if it didn't, you have to give us Ra afterwards, and you can't retract, so what does that mean? They're going to give us Ra. And what's he going to say? He don't say Alpha P.K. He'll say, what? But the Kivegas is the why don't. The only reason we don't give Asra is because the Kivish Yigashim and Echayzel Magid. Let Rebbe Kivegas, let the din be you do give Asra. And the din if you do give Asra, then you could be Echayzel Magid. No? Okay. If the Gemara has decided that we should give Asra with a son, I think it's possible such a thing. To give Asra afterwards. Now, that means that you give him Asra, you know, you're saying, hey, this is Mechal Shabbos. If you're Muslim, we're going to kill you. He needs to be Mechabal Asra. All Asra needs Kabbalah Asra. Zot Rashi, if we're going to say he needs Asra, it's a waste of time because Kibin Shibu Shein Echai Zomag. What do you mean? The Eidus is not complete until Kabbalah Asra. Barayas, he says, I'm not Mechabal Asra. And he is, the Bechai, he says, oh, I'm not asking. Then we're going to throw him out. That's what Asra is. Asra is that if he's not Makabal Asra, so you can't do Kashazam, it's not an Eidus.
It's not part of
the Pesach Din. So, it's true it's part of the Pesach Din, but it's still a moment that they could retract their Eidus. If the Svara is that you can give Hasra of a son, so that means that the moment that you're giving Hasra at the end, that Hasra that you're giving him at the last moment is an ability for him to back out. So how could you say, Kibish Yudushan Echai Zomagid, he taka finished the story, but he didn't finish the Eidus because the Eidus believes Kabbalah Hasra. Okay, we're going to have to see this tomorrow because this is a very strong, I think it's a strong Svara. But it appears that this Svara is at least, for some Yishayim, and not true. We're going to have to argue about it. The place to look is in the Beis Yaakov, the answer of Kidei Kasha. And it seems to me that the Nesivis, in the beginning of Simcha Chavtes, is arguing with the Beis Yaakov, which is a problem because it's the same author, the Lopo. So we'll have to see how the Beis Yaakov answers the Kasha here. And there's Nesivis in the beginning of Simcha Chavtes, who also talks about this. What they talk about is whether a person finished his Eidus. The Bez is asking now questions. Could they retract during the time you ask the questions? It's sort of a similar question. Do we say the Eidus is finished? You can't retract anything. Now we'll ask questions.
That's the Eidus.
Why not?
What? That's the Eidus.
That's all part of the Svara that I'm saying, which we're going to have to see. The question is, could they retract? Bez can throw them out. Could they themselves
say something?
Could they say, you know, I was lying, I was joking,
I want to say
they do say, they retract. You're saying because they can just answer on the Drisa Fakila, say, I don't know. I said this, I guess the session will come back.
When we get this,